So this is episode 183 of Phoneboy Speaks, and I'm not doing a formal intro like I normally do because, well, I'm not feeling very formal tonight, and I really don't have much of a topic other than just kind of acknowledging the fact that I've been doing this podcast now for 6 months. There has been a podcast every day in the feed for the last 6 months, except when I have forgotten to hit the publish button or the save button on the post in WordPress. I like that I've been able to accomplish that, even if it hasn't gone out every day on time. But I mean, what's on time anyway? It's a podcast. It's daily, and you know, even the daily podcasts that you normally hear are like 5 days a week, not 7 days a week. I mean, how many people put out a podcast that's 7 days a week? But you know, I mean, it's easy to put out a podcast, and I can use different tools to do it. Right now I'm recording this in Audacity on a Mac, but I could easily record it on my iPhone or my iPad and use essentially the same process to put that podcast up into the feed. And I've been kind of playing with different tools to do this, and you know, at least I've settled on something that seems to work. The other thing worth acknowledging tonight was the fact that I passed 10,000 posts on app.net, which, you know, I don't know, that's a milestone, I guess. And the post numbers, you know, how many posts you've put in, the way I look at it is it's an investment as a user as to how much content you put in. And I don't know that all 10,000 of said posts, which actually count both things on your public timeline and in public patter channels, as I discovered tonight, whether all 10,000 are worthy of something, but it is worth noting that I did that, and so I'm supposedly the 71st person on app.net to have done this. There, I think other people have done it, but for various reasons have not accepted it, or they're not real people, as it were. So, I don't know. As I say, I view it as an investment or sign of investment. For some people, they've put in a whole lot more. It took me about 9 months to do that, and honestly, on Twitter, I just passed 30,000 posts, which took almost 7 years. So, I don't know. Take your bets on that, I guess, as to where I'm putting my time these days. I'll probably pass Twitter at some point. I will consider that an achievement, I guess. Last thing I'll mention tonight was a conversation I had with somebody about a feature that exists on Twitter, which is the fact that you can be you can set yourself up as a private account, which means that only people that follow you will be able to see what you post. And I think about that use case, and I understand why that use case exists, but I also look at the way that app.net was created, and you know, Dalton Caldwell has talked about it on his podcast. And basically, app.net was set up first to be a development platform, and once there was something there, then we'd start attracting users, and that's kind of the path he's taken. And when app.net was first created, there wasn't a there, and so it was primarily geared at developers, or you know, super early adopters, I guess you could say. And so the idea that maybe you'd want to have it like a semi-private account is probably the way I'd look at it. It's a use case that I think might make sense, but I also think that the public timeline is just that public. And if you try and convolute it or make exceptions to that in various ways, then I think that makes the endpoint that serves the API calls that your clients use, I think that actually makes more work for it. So now now there's some logic that has to occur. It's like, okay, does this post, or should I show this post to this person that might be looking at it? And I'm kind of the opinion myself that, you know, the public stream is public, and there are private ways to communicate on app.net. There's private patter rooms. There's private messaging channels and stuff, and there are programs that use all of those things. Now, what would be kind of cool is if some app.net developer had sort of created a way to sort of expose a, you know, like a semi-private account, and on the back end use, you know, chat, you know, private powder rooms or whatever, and at the same time actually you know, show something very similar to Twitter. But I mean, maybe that's the wrong way to do it. And you know, and I kind of like Dalton's approach. Is like, if a client dev can do it, they should, you know, they should do it. And you know, we only should provide, you know, the bare minimum tools needed that you would, that you need to be able to serve all these other things. And you know, all of those different experiences and use cases could probably be best met by client developers who know what, you know how to create better user experiences and such like that. So while, you know, it's sad that you know, not every use case is met on app.net yet, I think that's okay. And you just kind of have to find your you know, find a way to communicate. Or, you know, maybe app.net's not for you, but if, you know, if it is for you, then, you know, I mean, it's, they say, I think it's a great service, and I've generally run into nice people, and the devs are nice. And yes, there's exceptions, and there are people that you want to, you know, I don't know, mute or block or whatever, and you can do that. I mean, that's, but, you know, that's no worse than Twitter, I guess, but you just kind of notice it more in the smaller community of app.net. But anyway, if, you know, if you have feedback, you can, of course, look me up on phoneboy.com, and you can see all the latest podcasts and all of the various ways to contact me. You know, I'm Phoneboy on app.net and Twitter. Those are the two places I hang out. So, well, I guess I've gone 6 minutes, and we'll talk to you next time.